Blog Talk Radio.
It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. How's everyone doing tonight? I was not going to do a show. I have been in a foul mood since yesterday. Yes, since yesterday. But you know what? I thought, you know, the least I can do is do a 30-minute show. So we only got 38 minutes left on the clock. I had no topic. I was going to do pet peeves, but I remembered that a couple people wanted to do pet peeves with me. And since they were not on the line, I didn't want to do another show of pet peeves because I think I already pet peeved it out. Anyway, how is everyone doing? It is Monday. It is exactly 8:32 from my clock here in California, and I'm assuming that is since it's 8. It is, what, 11:32 in the beautiful state of New York. And if you are in Texas, I'm assuming it is 10:32. Now, that's just an assumption. If you are in the London area, which is where my sister Portia resides, I have no damn clue what fucking time it is. Anyway, let's talk about the subject matter that I chose. Risky, risky, risky. It is actually a subject that I have absolutely no knowledge about, just visually, seriously. The subject is, ready, wait for it, Lolas. Now, for those who are not in the virtual world, Lolas is equivalent to implants. Yes, you heard me, virtual implants. Now, I know everybody's rolling their eyes and going, what the fucking fuck right now, because you have no clue what I'm talking about if you do not play Second Life. So this time, rare occasion, I'm actually going to explain to you what I mean. Okay, where you know you have the implants in real life where the girls get the boobs and they're fake and all that other shit. Well, in the game of Second Life, unlike World of Warcraft or a battle game, it is people who play behind avatars. And women love to be beautiful, gorgeous, all that kind of shit right there. So they do what? They get implants. A.K.A. Lolas. Yes. Now, me, I'm all natural. Nothing fake about me. Now, when I say that, you're probably going, you're in a virtual game, so everything's fake. No, not really, because when you role play, you have your look, your skin, which is your complexion, what have you, your hair, which is your wig, and so forth and so on. But your body frame is what you make itself. So even if you're stripped of all that gook, gop, facial shit, you know, clothing, hair, whatever, skin, your body is still the body that you made or that you purchased if you don't know how to make a body. I myself made my luscious body, luscious shape. But some people prefer to buy them. But that's a whole different topic. Anyway, let's get back to the Lolas. Now, mind you, like I said, I really don't know anything about it because when I see them, I think to myself, why? Why Lolas? What are you trying to prove and why? Now, I know in real life, some women, would you really get them? Would you really get Lolas if you could afford them? So, a.k.a. implants. If you were really, like, desperate, did you really want your tits to look like that? And did you really want your nipples to be hard all the time? Because, honestly, all the Lolas I've ever seen, the boobs are always, like, huge, and the nipples are always, like, just outrageously hard. It's like, when you look at somebody, you can't help but just look directly at the Lolas. You really can't. After a while, they have no face. It's just tits, and that's it, no face. Now, mind you, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack from this, a lot of hate mail, which I don't really give a shit. My sister actually wears Lolas. Good Lord, she honestly does. Yes, Marcia London Yao, Black Rain, wears Lolas, but she's not ashamed of it. She runs around with them, and Lord. Now, as far as I know, they don't move with physics. At least I don't think so. They look like hard-ass rocks right in front of you, and they don't move with physics. Now, maybe they do, because as I said before, I'm not really aware of them, so I really don't know how the hell they do. Sorry. Someone actually took my distraction, as always. Now, the funny part about this is I wouldn't wear Lolas because, to me, it's not natural. Now, there you go again thinking, well, okay, sugar, but, you know, some women want to be more than not. Now, contrary to belief, a lot of guys don't like Lolas. Yes, believe it or not, a lot of guys don't like Lolas. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, we discussed that very fact. We talked, and a bunch of guys was like, no, don't like them, don't find them attractive, too much, blah, 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 blah. But I'm sure some guys do, but my thing is, which I don't know, and I guess I'll never find out, you know, what is the attraction for Lolas? What is the reason for them? Even my grandmother, who is a beautiful, beautiful avatar, by the name of Desiree, Desire, Cinquetti, D'Annunzio, Rockefeller, on and on and on and on with her other last names, has Lolas. Now, it's been a running joke at Grid Watch Radio, Grid Watch News. It's been a running joke with Grid Watch News that Lolas. Anchor person, Pellegrosso Static, every time he sees them, he goes, Lolas. Now, the reason for that is because it said this has been a joke for us because we all think, why do people wear them? Why do women wear Lolas? What is the attraction of them? What do they see in it? Is it as if, you know, it's an extension, something that you want to do? Because to me, if you're looking right now at my page, you will see one female with real-life extra huge implants, and then the rest are actually what you would call, if you're in a virtual world, Lolas. Now, mind you, I know it's not for everyone. Just like anything's not for everyone. Just like me being a mesh hater, it's not for everyone. But honestly, ladies, what do you see in having these humongous pets, tetters, boobs? What do you see in it? I'm curious. I'm really, really curious. Now, I know I could probably ask my sister, but knowing her, she'd give me some, like, little lame-ass answer, and she wouldn't actually tell me really how she really felt. Then again, maybe she would. But I'm really curious of wondering, what do you see in having Lolas? Honestly, to me, when I see a female with him, not all females, but honestly, it makes me think ratchet. Now, I know that every female that has them on is not ratchet. I know that. My sister's definitely not ratchet, and my grandmother is far from being ratchet, but I do think that, because I think, why are you putting on Lolas? What is the purpose of them? What do you find that's attractive about them? Other than the fact that, like I said before, because when they first came out, when they first came on the scene of Second Life, it was like the biggest ta-da. It was like when I was back and they first started doing prim hair. The first time they did prim hair, women were losing their fucking minds. It was like, prim hair. Oh, my God. Really? You got to? I got to get it. And it was like one person, and I got escaped him who did it, that had the prim hair. And everyone was doing it. Or even like when I was, I'll even go further back than that, TSO. When they first put out the pets, and they only had the pets on the testing side, you had so many people on that damn test site to get those pets because it was like the thing to do. It was like, you know, the cream of the crop of the day or what have you. So everyone was trying to get those pets. That's the way it is with Lolas. It's like everybody damn near that I see that I'm surprised to see are wearing them. Now, with my sis, she doesn't wear them all the time. Thank God she didn't wear them in the pictures that we took, our family photo. But she doesn't wear them all the time. But when she does wear them, they are absolutely huge. Now, I'm sure they're different size to them. I'm sure that you have your big, your bigger, and your humongous. I'm sure they're coming three different sizes for you to choose. But I honestly do not get the whole Lola thing. I mean, when you see the nipples on them, it's like, wow, damn. I mean, and I'm sure people are going, well, God, sugar, what are you doing looking at Lola nipples? Well, fuck, man, tell me. When you go to any damn blog and it has a Lola female in there, you have no choice but to look. I mean, I'm looking at one right now. And her, I guess they're called appliers or apples or whatever they're called, Lola Tangos. They're only for Lola Tangos. I guess they apply them on the nipple. They are lighting up like fucking Christmas lights, honestly. The one I'm looking at, which I should have added on, they're lit up like Christmas lights. It's like, why would you need your tits to shine? I mean, is that for your man to find them at night when, you know, when it's dark and you're like, wait a minute, I don't see you, babe. Oh, there you are. You're blinking. I mean, seriously, why do you need your boobs to light up? If you had regular boobs, would you really want those to light up? But no, someone actually made a Lola Tango applier, however you say it, that lights up. Now, I know all of you are probably going, you know what, sugar, you need to get to 2013 because your ass doesn't even have a mesh viewer, and you might be right. But let's face it, these Lolas, hopefully soon and very soon, will start fading away. Then what made it even worse for me, which somebody told me, which I haven't seen yet, or maybe I've seen them and not know, I was told that they actually have asses now. Yes, fake butts. Now, that right there to me is absolutely shameless. Shameless. Why would you need a fake ass, especially when you can put your boob on your boob? I'm sorry. You can put your ass on 100, and you can turn around and knock down a whole fucking football damn team. So why would you need to have your ass bigger than fucking 100? Seriously. Something about that really just is abnormal. There's no other way of saying it, but that's abnormal. Now, my butt is big. It's not at 100. Yet. It's not 100, but my butt is big. And this, get this shit. Get this shit. My sister, Marcia, who wears Lolas, tells me, whose boobs are natural, that my tits are too big and they're distracting. Now, this is a sister that wears Lolas like damn near on a daily. But she tells me that my boobs were too distracting. One time when we did Grid Watch News, I guess no one was listening to the news or looking at it. The whole damn convo was about my boobs, which are natural, by the way, and which are not on 100. But that was the whole convo. But yet and still, the same females that talked about my boobs are the ones that are running around wearing Lolas. I kid you not. So they put their big, huge, humongous Lola boobs up to my natural big boobs and told me that my boobs were huge and distracting. Well, sweetheart, if my boobs are huge and distracting, what the hell do you think yours are? Because some of you are running around there with your nipples lighting up like Christmas trees. Something has to be wrong with that. Now, I know all you're going, you know what, this bitch. And, hey, that's fine. I have no problem with being hated on, especially since I'm hating on Lolas. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to go to the little girl's room, and then I'm going to look in the mirror and look at my natural boobs. Hello again, and welcome to Sugarlicious Neighborhood. Welcome back. If you just joined in, the subject tonight is Lolas and why women wear them. I'm only doing a 30-minute show today because, like I said before, I was in a really bad mood, wasn't in the mood to do any show at all, but I decided, you know, if I have people asking me about a show, then it's not fair and it's not right not to be on air. So here I am. Anyway, the subject was about Lolas. AKA is equivalent to implants in real life. For those of you who have no clue what Lolas are, Lola Tangles are, that are in real life listening to me, it is basically like implants. It's fake boobies. And I was just saying that I had heard, and not confirmed as of yet, but I had heard that they also have fake butts. Asses, booties, however you want to say it. I haven't seen those yet, so I can't really confirm and I can't really discuss it in detail. Just something that I had heard in passing a couple of times. But what I was doing was I was questioning the reason for the Lolas and Tangles. Now, I have a friend in real life who actually had implants done. And I had asked her why, because honestly, to me, I was curious of why would you have, you know, had it on titties, because she was already at a fucking 36 double D. So why would you need to add on to 36 double D? I didn't get it. But she was saying that her guy liked big boobs. He was really attracted to big, you know, big titties. And that was her thing. That's what, you know, she did it for him, basically, not for her own. She didn't do it for cosmetic surgery for her own like or her own, you know, satisfaction. It was for him. So I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that? Basically, you know, mutilate your body because this is something that he wants. It's something that you want because you feel that it would be more attractive to yourself. Then that's fine. If it's something that put up your self-esteem and you felt like you needed to do it. But to me, it was just, to me, over the fucking top. And I'm sure she's listening to this now and probably rolling her eyes at me. And that's fine, too. I'll be hated by her as well. But I never understood the reason for the implants, just like I don't understand the reason for the Lolas. I'm not sure if the reason why some females get it because they think it looks better. To me, it just looks over the top. The huge boobs, and you have to get certain clothes for them because every clothes doesn't fit. I know that. That much I do know because I have seen it says, you know, I guess you buy them in the clothes that you buy. They have to be, you know, compatible with your Lolas. So, of course, everybody can't just go somewhere and just like me with mesh. Although I can go anywhere and get something with mesh, not a problem, but I can't see where other people can. Well, the same goes with the Lolas. They have to basically get, like, special fitting. Now, I hope I'm right about this because this was something I was told. So if I'm wrong, sue me. Sue me. But this is what I was told, that you have to basically get clothing that fits it. But to me, it is just too much tits, just over the top. Now, maybe some females get it because they can't do it in real life, and it's a way of making them feel better about themselves. That's a possibility. You know, maybe women are like that. Oh, okay, I just want to go ahead and get these done so I can feel better about me. So maybe that's another reason why some women do get it. I have no clue. I am still trying to figure this one out because, honestly, I am curious. Now, I could probably ask my sister, but I'm curious about someone who's not my sister because she's all over the place. She does shit just as a drop of the hat, and it doesn't necessarily mean that anything that she does is a reason. Plus, she's a blogger, and she could be doing it because people send them to her, which I've never actually said and said, hey, sis, are you doing this because people are sending them to you, or do you just really like having those big-ass boobs? So I really don't know, but I would like to know. So honestly, and this is the truth, I would like to have maybe one or two females on the show that are hardcore Lola wearing girls. Hardcore. Meaning that this is your life, this is how you roll, this is how you stand, and blah, blah, blah. To be on my next show, probably within 2 weeks. I would love that. Love it, love it, love it. If you're interested, if you're curious, if you want to be on the show, then hit me up in World, Sugarlicious Meat Resident. Hit me up on Facebook, Sugar Dunsa Static. Static is with two T's. I mean, of course with two T's, with two C's. I'll spell it. S-U-G-A, and then says D-U-L-C-E, and Static is S-T-A-T-I-C-C. Or you can actually email me. Email me. No, you know what? Don't email me. Give me a game or give me out of game. Anyway, I am curious to know because it is something that puzzles the shit out of me. Who came up with it? Who sat there and really thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go with fake boobs. Because honestly, about, I'll say two or three years ago, I'll give it 2 years. There was this girl that I saw that was at this shopping mall, and her boobs were outrageous. It was equivalent to what the Lolas are now. Her boobs were outrageous, and me and the friend I was with, we were actually like, what in the hell is going on with this chick? We really were like, just couldn't believe that her boobs were that huge, because no one in SL had boobs like that. It was just crazy. It was insane. No one had boobs like that. So we were really like, what the hell is going on? We, you know, but at that point, I think brooms now, the mesh, I think Lolas are mesh, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're mesh. In this case, they were prim. They were these huge prim boobs, and she had makeup like a hooker. It was just ratchet. It was really just like, ooh, and everyone around her was basically laughing, poking fun. It might have been 3 years ago. Matt laughing, poking fun. You know, I wasn't Sugarlicious then. I was another avatar, but that's a different, you know, show. But anyway, everyone was laughing and making fun, and I'm like, what the hell? And it was like the first thing that came to your mind was porn. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she had like a name, like a porn star name. We were like going, wow, for real? And honestly, I believe that's what she was trying to be, a porn star. You know, a Second Life porn star. Trust me, people, it happens, and we all know what happens. There is Second Life porn. There's even a damn website for it. For those who didn't know, yes, there is a website for porn. But anyway, yeah. And that's exactly what everybody was looking at her and was thinking, that, damn, you know, she's got to be some type of porn star with all those boobs and stuff like that. But it was just crazy. Now, here it is, 2013. Females are walking around now with these boobs that are just as big as hers were. And no one's basically blanket, you know, batting the eye. It's like the natural thing to do now in Second Life where, you know, everybody's like, oh, I got to get tangled. Oh, girl, you got them. Oh, yeah, I got them. You know, you very rarely you see someone that says, oh, no, you know, I wouldn't get them. When I was having the back and forth convo on Facebook with a couple of people, there were a few females who were like saying, no, I like my naturals. I, you know, don't want any fake boobs. It's not what I want. So I wasn't alone, because at first, honestly, I feel like I was alone, because everybody that was responding was basically saying the same thing, that, you know, they love their boobs, all this shit, which, hey, you know, you pay for them, you should love them. But I will always be natural. That's something that will never, ever change, ever, ever, ever. I love the fact that my avatar's body is banging and kicking and all that good shit, and I don't need the fake boobs, the AKA implants, virtual implants, because that is exactly what they are. You know, you can't run from the facts, ladies. They're virtual implants. So, honestly, I would like to know, when you do call in, if you do, what have you, if you want to be on the show, if you were in real life, would you have them? Would you have implants if you could afford them? Would you do it? Because, to me, whatever you do in Second Life, you should be prepared to do it in real life. And that is going to be also another show, probably next week. Would you do the same things you do in Second Life in real life? I'm going to talk about that next Sunday. I've got less than 2 minutes. Wow, that 30 minutes went by real quick. I should have done an hour like I started to, but of course. But anyway, again, next week is going to be, if you do it in Second Life, if you do it in real life, pet peeves might be within maybe a week. I'm going to start probably doing two shows, so pet peeves might be done Saturday. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, let me know if you want to be on the show and talk about this. Do not be embarrassed. If you want to use a fake name, no problem. I have no issue with that. You know how I roll. Anyway, thank you all for listening. You know I love you. Hey, keep those boobs up and hard is all I can say. Anyway, until next week, or until Saturday, depending, mwah, sugar kisses, baby.
I'll make music to numb your brain. Maybach music. Ride the way. New young, we love the beat in the box. Breezy, tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest box. Bang a fox singing on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang, bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang, bang, and I blow it up. They don't know what's up, but they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause I'll make music to numb your brain.
Maybach music. come from a distance. Said I was a Mason, Martin Margiela, triple bean, Vaseline, that's full of cheddar. Yellow brick road, told it's just a cakewalk. Now it's Philip Lim on them, no more eight balls. Uncut, my love, that's all thug. Call it different names in the middle of the plug. Went on world tours, paid in all cash. Top floor views, my wall is all glass. All paid dues, but normally fall fast. Same bitch you shitting on, the only thing that'll last. I'm trying to see 100 of them. Kobe Bryant money, nigga, you ain't gotta love them. Swish, new rims on the six. Tell me that you numb if you not feeling this, Rick.
Maybach music.
When I make the way. You ride the way. If you're insane when it's late in the night, you could smoke one, pop one, close your eyes. And you say this in your mind, and I say it all the time. I'm the same insane, it's a damn good time. It's a damn good time. I'm just saying it's a damn good time. Invigorating, impact you like ice. Deep pulsating, your heart skips twice on the bass drum. And it pumps so nice. Heart skips twice and it pumps so nice on the bass drum. Pumps so nice. Heart skips it by the way. I'ma make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'ma make music to numb your brain. It's a damn good time. I'm just saying it's a damn good time. When I make the way.
Bye.